And we have a full studio already, and then we're going to change the guard and bring in a whole new crop of people.
I hear that later crop includes your posse.
My posse.
Yeah, the chicks you travel with.
Well, a few of them, but...
I should say the chicks you hang out with and toss a few with.
Now, Tom.
You know it's true.
That's the voice of Tom DiPietro.
And that's the voice of the ever lovely Ellen Thurston, supervisor Ellen Thurston. But she's not a supervisor when she's here. She's in a different role.
That's right.
This is a nonpartisan show.
I'm playing it radio while I'm here.
I'm playing it life while I'm here.
And Tom is the one who makes it up as he goes along.
That's
well,
right.
We all
it's
do.
It's radio. We can pretend. I know you don't like to. You like to think it's all about factual information.
But first of all, I want to welcome back the able Jake, the intern, Ebel.
You've been hanging on to that joke for weeks.
Waiting to use
and
it.
And I'm glad you finally got it out of your system. That was a great joke.
Well, I'm not that good. But Jake, we're so happy to have you back. We really missed you. You've been
Speak for yourself, Ellen.
The wilds of Lake George. Lord knows what happens up there, fishing or whatever. And then you've been to band camp. So we want to hear all about that at some point.
At some point, not now.
No, because we have to rush along.
We have another guest in the studio.
It's true.
Who I think is in a rush that looks like a very busy person with lots to do and to read. And she's brought a book.
That's right. We want to welcome Julianne Fletcher, who is head of, I believe, a book club at the Livingston Free Library here in Livingston in Columbia County.
That's correct.
And she seems to have a PR person.
She was brought to our attention by Cheryl Kay.
Yay!
Of the Jazz Disturbance.
And we're really interested in knowing how the book club forms. There are, I think not all of our listeners know what book clubs do.
Really? Don't they just drink white wine?
That was my
there
last
are other clubs. Yeah. But Julianne, I understand you haven't lived here in Columbia County for very long, so tell us where you came from and how all that happened.
We came from Austin, Texas.
And why would you leave?
Everybody says that. Why would you leave? It's very hot in Austin. It's a happening place, and it's fun, but it's hot. And we retired to New York, where it was cooler, and where our son lives near. He lives in Brooklyn. So we are close enough to get on
that's
the train.
Interesting. Interesting concept of nearness, but okay.
We're from Texas. You have
yeah,
to
that's
remember.
True.
That's, you know.
That's true.
We came and found a place in Livingston, very small place, small village, and we found the library down the street. We could walk to the library from our house, and we didn't know anyone. I went into the library, which is a beautiful bungalow building. It looks like a house, and it was built in 1914. It's a typical bungalow structure, and the friendly people there made us feel so welcome, and I asked if they had a book club, and they said no. And so, can I put up a sign-up sheet, I said? And they said, yes, you may. And I put the sign-up sheet, and right away I had four people. I thought, that's great. I don't know these people at all. They didn't know me. And we had a first reading that was wonderful and chatted and read the book and discussed it. And the next time we met, which was a month later, there were eight people. So I said, this is good. This is good. Now I know seven more people than I knew when I came here.
So it's about you making friends.
It's about making friends, but it's also it's also about reading books that I would normally not read.
Oh,
I don't really read fiction. I like nonfiction. So if I meet with a group of women who mostly like most book club women I've found like fiction.
Oh, yeah. That horrible Cutting for Stone. God, that book wouldn't exist if it weren't for female book clubs.
Cutting for Stone.
Oh, you don't know about that one?
No,
oh,
I don't.
Oh, God, it's
I have to look into that.
I guess it has to be avoided.
No. Hey, I didn't read it. I mean, I started it. And it's just not a book that interests me. But anyway.
Oh, well, so fiction is something I don't normally read. So this helps me broaden my reading or expand my reading. And so I have enjoyed that. And the reason I was interested is because the book club I left behind in Austin was fabulous. It was a white wine book club. And it met in the evenings. And we had a great time. Oftentimes got off on the subject of food that would go with the white wine, and then people started bringing in recipes, and that got a little bit out of control. But
I've heard that's a very typical experience. In fact, our own Ellen Thurston can testify to that in her former book club. Everybody got competitive who could serve the best hors d'oeuvres, you know, and it just got out of control. Not to mention the excess of white wine.
That is interesting. That really is interesting
it
for
really,
me to know.
To my mind, got more social than, you know, centering on the book itself. And finally, two or three of us said, we have to discuss the book before we sit down to dinner.
Because
and before we crack open the white wine.
I mean, you can talk about your grandchildren in the beginning and all of that.
Oh,
and
it, you know, go to Facebook if you want to do that. You know?
But we have to get around to the book.
Yeah.
I could see that happening. You didn't know them probably very well when you started.
Oh, I think she knew them too well.
Oh, right. Yeah, too.
No, the book club, well, when I came to Hudson, there were three or four book clubs already.
Wow.
You know, and I think most book clubs that I know about, and ours certainly was a gathering of about eight people, because no more than that would fit around the dining room table, you know. Mm-hmm. Kind of. And if it gets any bigger than that, it somehow doesn't seem to work.
Ah.
So Ellen, you're saying those classes in English literature that have more than eight students don't work? I'm just trying to get it straight.
A book club
here.
Is different than a literature class.
That's right. There's no one person who actually knows everything. Sorry, I didn't mean it like that.
There are those members of book clubs who know everything.
See, how do you deal with that? That would be my problem.
It is a challenge.
Other than the white wine, because I only drink red.
Okay, well, we'd have to have a red. We could have a red wine book club, and you could come. And
that's not going to happen. But I got. Well, go ahead. Sorry.
I think the reason that it could become a problem is that one or two people like to say something every time or many times, and that can lead to everyone else turning off, saying, oh, you know, I guess I don't have anything to say, really. And then that could be a very difficult thing in keeping the club going, because people then are not contributing and only one or two are controlling the discussion. So I try to keep it going. I try to keep like a nod and, oh, thank you. And anybody else? Kind of thing.
Oh, so you do take a leadership role.
I do take a leadership role because I started it, and people really feel, I think, more comfortable if someone says, okay, here are the list of questions. Each book comes with a list of questions. If you order a book through the library
they have that,
system,
right.
Yes, it's wonderful. And if you don't get one through the library system, you can find one online.
A lot of publishers have them,
So if we go through that, we go through the questions, and I say, no, question number one, and that helps us really keep the discussion on track. I like that.
The real reason I would never join a book club, and Ellen knows this, that was actually my career as a book critic. So a book club would be a busman's holiday for me.
Yeah.
And that's not, so that's why
you would be the wrong person to have in the room.
Right.
I kind of object to these published books that seem to be perfect for book clubs with the list of questions in the back. I just am turned off by that somehow. I think that I've looked at some of those books, and I think what our club anyway was trying to do, or some of us were trying to do, is read things of a much broader spectrum than the so-called book club book is. And we read nonfiction and fiction, and that's difficult because there are always people that don't like nonfiction or don't like fiction, and there's...
There is that issue.
The biggest problem with fiction readers who aren't being guided by let's say someone who knows something about literature is that they kind of dwell on the wrong questions. Like they often have opinions about characters, which is like okay, but that's not how you read literature for literature. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, so unless you have good leadership, I think a book club could really just stray into other things that aren't. I mean,
I think you're right about that because when.
Oh, I know I'm right, Ellen.
Of course you're right. End of conversation. Well,
next.
Sorry. get carried away sometimes.
How do you choose a book, and who decides what the next book is going
to
be?
We tried to stay with the book in the bag program. Do you know that one?
No.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing in some ways. In New York State, you have, at these libraries, you have a book in a bag, and you can look through their titles, 147, I believe, and order that title, and it comes to your library with 10 books.
Oh, wow.
All paperback books, mm-hmm. and you can go pick your book up, and you can keep it for longer than the normal due time. You can keep it for 6 weeks, I think, and discuss it. And so it doesn't put the pressure on you to find the book. And that was our problem in Austin, to mm-hmm. find that many books. I think we had 12 in our club. And to find that many books, it was difficult. Some people had to buy one every time, and they resented that. I had to buy one. I couldn't borrow it, that kind of thing. So this is really nice. So when we get through all of the titles in the book, in the bag series, that's one of the problems we have. We go through that list, and many people have read those books already. So we have to find another title, and then
who came up with that list, do you think?
I should ask. I don't know. Yeah. I thought it was a great system.
And you say 147?
Yes.
That's an interesting number.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking maybe it's 174,
yeah,
but
right.
it's over 100.
Wow.
And I was impressed with the quality and mm-hmm. of the titles, and we have read several of those. This is one of them, Little Bee. We're reading that right now. It's about a woman from Nigeria. And it grabbed me. I'm really enjoying it. I haven't finished it yet because our discussion isn't until the first Wednesday of the month, which leads me to, if anyone is interested in joining, we'd be happy to have you the first Wednesday of the month.
Well, why don't you tell our vast listening audience how they can contact you to join?
You could contact the Livingston Free Library. I should have that number here, shouldn't I? And they have a website. And I'll get you that number.
Livingston, New York, Free Library.
Yes. And the phone number is 518-851-2270.
851-2270 if you want to join this book club.
And it's only open, the library is only open Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday.
Oh, do you do it at the library?
We started at the library with our four members, and that's a very small library. We had mm-hmm. to move to the Village Hall, so we're now meeting at the Village Hall, which is across the road, 19, County Route 19. And it's called Livingston Village Hall.
So the possibility of serving dinner is kind of
this
not there.
This group, I tried to steer them into an evening thing. I wanted to do an evening thing and recapture the wonderful times I had in Austin, but they want to meet in the morning. So we meet
really?
At 11.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I think it's because most of our members are retired and they don't have morning schedules. So it's easy for them to meet
right.
at 11.
Right.
Some of them go to lunch after the discussion. Some go to lunch together, out for lunch somewhere in Hudson.
The email address, by the way, is livingstonlibrary105@gmail.com. That's livingstonlibrary105@gmail.com if you want to join this book club. And let's get it straight. There is wine, though, no matter, even though you're at the...
No wine. We meet at 11 in the morning.
Yes,
and nobody wanted to have wine at 11. So
okay.
we're just...
So it's more of a coffee clutch book club.
Yes, it really
Excellent.
Is. Yes.
Excellent.
And
I approve.
I think
you should be caffeinated to talk about books. I'm caffeinated
I
when I do this show, obviously.
I think this is a rare opportunity for people to find out what the libraries have in New York State. Mm. I'm really impressed with the library system.
What were some of the other titles you've done?
We did Oxygen, which was fantastic. I really like that. I recommend that. We did Extra Virginity, a book about olive oil. And when I first suggested that, everybody said, boo. Nobody wanted to read it because mm-hmm. it's nonfiction, obviously. Mm-hmm. But they loved it. And now everybody is watching how they buy their olive oil, where they buy it, what kind of a bottle it comes in, and so on. So it was a wonderful book. Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud that they took it on. What else have we read? Oh, That was a good one. Wuthering Heights. Someone suggested we read Wuthering Heights, and everyone said, oh, I don't know. I think I had to read that in high school.
I saw the movie.
Yeah. Right. One woman suggested it because it meant so much to her when she was in high school. And she said, I would just like to read it again to see if my feelings are the same about the book. And they weren't. Nobody liked the book. It was just too much. Although one member who had been traveling in England brought in photographs of the area in which the book took place. So that helped to see the moors and, you know, identify a little bit what we were reading. So they're really interesting and fun things that we do as a book club because everybody is engaged.
Mm-hmm.
You're not excluding men from joining the group, are you?
Absolutely not. I think we should have a man's opinion. I really see, well, I see Tom as a perfect person to join this club.
Yeah.
Seriously, Tom.
Seriously, no. I just, as I said, you know,
you've too much, yeah. too many books.
First of all, I guarantee you that within a week I would be called sexist or domineering or something like that. I know, right? Me?
I can't imagine. Well,
it's a good perspective, though. We need the perspective. Yeah. I think
I'll find somebody for you.
We had we had three men in the original book.
Did you really?
Yeah. They were husbands of...
Oh, poor guys.
Yeah, but,
oh, my God.
But I just wanted to... Tom, control yourself.
I'm sure they were there willingly.
No, they were there willingly. They were excellent members of the book club. And I wish that they were still there. Because, no, they were really great. And we read a few classics. We read Huckleberry Finn, which I had never read.
Ah.
Which is a pretty terrific book.
It's been around.
I'm
right,
you know, I read it regularly. I do. I read it often.
I think it is good to read these classics. Yeah. And the perspective that we have now is so different than when maybe we first read them. And that was Wuthering Heights. It was a really good discussion book, I have to say. It brought a lot of discussion to the table.
Well, I think that is the one ingredient you need, is that it has to be a book that's going to really be discussed. And with fiction, I find that it's not, doesn't quite work the same. And people get into the business of, you know, I didn't like the book. Well, why? I didn't like the I didn't like the main character. I thought, you know, it has to be a book you can learn something from. And mm-hmm. even if you don't like the guy, you can still learn something from that book, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But what do I know? I wasn't an English major, so.
Don't look at me. Just because I wasted many years in graduate school in English and still don't want to join a book club. But it's nothing personal. I think it's great.
No.
I mean, I think it's a great way for people who do want to, I especially like the idea of people getting together to read classics because, you know, once you do leave college, it's very hard to force yourself to read difficult books.
Yes. Yes.
It's one thing to read a popular book, yes. but a difficult book. You need the motivation of being in a group or being in a classroom or something that's just going to get you to do that because it's much harder. It's like, I mean, I was talking recently with somebody, we were talking about reading philosophy, and the idea of reading philosophy after you've left college is, you know, for some people just unbelievable. And it is because it's really hard. It's hard reading, you know.
Yeah. I'd like everyone to read Little Pink House, but it would be too, I'm afraid the discussion would just be too difficult because it's about an actual case that went to the Supreme Court. It has to do with eminent domain.
Oh, the Kelso.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's one of my favorite topics.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you read Little Pink House?
No, I have not, but I followed it when it was happening.
A marvelous book that took the whole thing together, analyzed it, mm-hmm. and interviewed the participants. And I don't believe anything has been built there yet, has it?
After the entire thing happened, the pharmaceutical company decided not to build, which is just amazing, you know, because it was supposed to be. The theory of eminent domain is it has to be in the public good, and this was the first time they really did it for a private industry,
yes.
and then the industry backed out.
Yes.
So, horrific.
Yes, and there was a video that that was being circulated in Fort Collins, Colorado when we lived there. It was called The Wrecking Ball of Progress. And they cited in this little video various corners in the city that were vacant lots, that were something was taken down of beauty, like these buildings here, mm-hmm. because something was going to be built in its place. And it was never built, so now we have vacant lots. And that's it's an interesting topic. I don't know if my group's ready for it. Mm. Tom, you should come. It'd be a great topic. I'd like to get him there.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't really leave Hudson much.
Ah.
That's my other excuse.
The thing about book clubs is that, I mean, I was happier when the choice of book was left up to the group in a very haphazard way. Somehow we always came out with pretty interesting books. But whenever I suggested a book, and I know that other people in the group had the same experience, they did it with fear and trepidation. Because what if everybody hated it? They will hate me because they hated the book. Sometimes that happens.
That's exactly what happened with Wuthering Heights. The woman was afraid that everyone would hate it, and they did. And she was apologizing the next time. But everyone said, no, we're so glad we did that. So it was a nice way to make people less afraid to offer a title. But yes, that's one of our members was moving and her computer went down and or disconnected or whatever in the move. And she hand wrote some suggestions for books. This is how wonderful our book club is. She hand wrote suggestions so that we could all read what she brought to the table. I just think that's just wonderful. I mean, who does that anymore? I was blown away by her dedication to the book club, because each of us was supposed to bring a title or a few titles and tell about them with a little synopsis.
So before Texas, you were in Colorado?
Before Texas, I was in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
I thought, oh, okay.
And then before that, Colorado.
Wow.
I went back to school late in life get my master's in public history, and that was at Colorado State University.
Well, thank you, Julianne, so much for coming in. This has been really interesting.
Talking to Julianne Fletcher, and she is the, can we call you the leader of the Livingston Library Book Club? And you can call the library at 854-2270 in the 518 area code, of course, or go to the website, their website, the library's website, livingstonlibrary105@gmail.com. Actually, that's not a website, that's their email address. And I think the phrase is shoot them an email.
And come and join us. We would love
to
have
people,
you.
Yeah, get out there and read books. Got nothing against that. Jake, how do you feel about it as a young man who doesn't read?
Accusing me now.
Nah, just teasing you. No, we had a great discussion once at Treasure Island, remember?
We did, actually, yeah. We had good times.
Maybe we should do our own little book club, you and me.
Sure.
I'll pick the books, and you better come prepared.
Okay, I will.
next week, that's going to be part of the show. So you got a week to read it. War and Peace. Oh.
Thank you, Julianne.
Thank you.
Okay, Ellen. Boy, that was a great segment. Let me get the computer here. Can I do this right? Oh, we need some music. Hold on. Where the heck? Here we go.
Here's why I did not go to work today.